Welcome to the 18th episode of the It's Been Said podcast. I'm your host, SAI Executive Director Lisa Ramey. Each show is dedicated to conversations on leadership as we further SAI's mission to support, encourage, and develop Iowa's educational leaders and learners. We're excited this month to welcome Al Neppel, SAI's new Associate Professional Learning Director.
All right. Hi, Al. Thanks so much for being a guest on our podcast today.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me. It's going to be a great morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking forward to having our listeners learn a little bit more about our new Assistant Director of Professional Learning, Al Neppel. So Al, help our listeners get to know you by sharing some information about yourself and your professional journey.
Yeah, I'll try to go through this. I think it's great that I've had the experience during my professional journey to work for three different school districts. When I first came out of college, I did a short teaching stint at Cherokee Community Schools. Really enjoyed that, made some lasting friendships in that community as well, too. And about the same time that I was married to my wonderful wife, Gloria, along the way when we were in Cherokee. And then I had the opportunity present itself to actually go back to my hometown, Denison, Iowa, as a teacher and athletic coach. So we took that opportunity. We went back to Denison and I was actually in Denison for 13 years, both as an art teacher, athletic coach for track and cross country, and then eventually as an assistant principal. And you know, the unique thing about my time in Denison was, as obviously I grew up there, but then going back during the time that I was in Denison, I witnessed firsthand the significant change in demographics, right? A large increase in ESOL students, while also a larger percentage or a growing percentage of low SES. And I saw firsthand, you know, kind of really, I consider that when I look back now, our teachers and staff and the community really experiencing what I would call some second order change as well. But, you know, also when I look back and even during that time, I was continually impressed by Denison schools. And no matter what the challenges that have presented themselves to Denison and the community over the years, they have such a strong culture of pride and high expectations for student learning. And I think it's mirrored in the community as well, too. So, you know, when I look back at that, that was some of those are just such great memories that I have from my time in Denison and the friends that we still have there, or friends that now are in other places just like that I am. And so my opportunities in Denison eventually led me to the incredible opportunity with Ankeny Schools. And I started as a assistant principal in Ankeny for 1 year, and then eventually I was principal of Northeast Elementary for 6 years. I opened up one of our new elementaries, Rock Creek Elementary, and I was there for 6 years. And then ironically, during the early onset of the pandemic is when I made the transition to my current role as the Director of Professional Learning and Leadership Development. So I've been in Ankeny. I'm in the midst of my 17th year in Ankeny. During my time in Ankeny, I've seen the student population grow from 5,000 students to over 12,000 students. And we've added, I was just thinking about this, with another elementary opening up next fall, we've added five elementaries during the time, created a unique preschool center. We're obviously a two-feeder systems with two high schools and working on an innovative hub where we can serve differentiated needs for our students from both high schools. And just really exciting time in the rapid growth has presented a very different experience, but a complementary experience to what I had in my other school districts as well, too. And that really led into, like I said, all those experiences led into where I'm at today.
You've had a wealth of experiences in your educational journey.
Yeah, you know, I look back and it's amazing how fast the years have gone by, but I was just thinking about this. I would do it all over again in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, that says a lot about you, Al. So tell us what inspired you to pursue a career in education, particularly in the realm of professional learning and development for school administrators.
Yeah, I'll start first by, you know, just reflecting on, as we all did, it, you know, as educators, somewhere along the line, we were inspired to work with students, right? And so I have to go back to Denison, you know, whether my own experience growing up there, whether it was elementary, middle school, or high school, I enjoyed every part of school. I was one of those students. But I had many, many teachers and athletic coaches that inspired me and made me want to be an educator while I was in Denison as a student. And I saw how many of the teachers and coaches truly enjoyed what they were doing due to the culture that was built within that school district. And so that's really where it started. But then, you know, it led me to also that first opportunity as an assistant principal, then principal, and then eventually in the role that I'm in now. And even my principal roles provided me the opportunity to, in a larger district like Ankeny, we really had our own cohort of learning together. And the principals that I've worked with and the colleagues, they're friends today. And that helped me eventually as I thought about continuing to develop my leadership skills and my interest in professional learning. Really, my interest in professional learning and my current role and the future role at SAI stems to, honestly, we've all been a part of professional learning that we've sometimes left and felt, well, that could have been better, or that wasn't really worth my time. And that's a personal charge to me because I believe in the power of continuous learning. And I believe that we can make high quality professional learning opportunities for anybody within the educational environment. And now particularly for school administrators is extremely exciting for me. When I had the opportunity to take the Director of Professional Learning and Leadership Development role in Ankeny, it was really a culmination of all my previous experience. You know, a lot of people talk about people being lifelong learners. I really would rather refer to myself as continuously curious. I like new challenges. I like stepping up and doing whatever it takes to meet that new challenge, that new role. And part of my philosophy and part of my mindset really stems back to my first exposure to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People in a lot of our Leader in Me training with Ankeny. And it had a profound impact on me as a building principal, maybe even as a parent and a husband. But it's one of the reasons that I was attracted to professional learning and specifically being a facilitator, presenter myself. I saw it as an opportunity really to empower others as leaders and to build leadership skills, which I just find fascinating.
Yeah, so you've kind of moved into our next question. So are there any other key moments or experiences from your professional life that led you to this new role as Associate Director of Professional Learning for SAI?
Yeah, honestly, you know, I've interacted like a lot of school administrators have over the years with SAI learning opportunities. I've taken advantage of as many as I could. I wish sometimes more. But, you know, and I was a regular attendee or have been a regular attendee at the annual conference. Gosh, I really feel like for almost 20 years. Served on rep council for SAI. And in every one of those interactions, I felt like, you know what, that would really truly be a great working experience and an opportunity to help foster some of that leadership and that collegiality among school administrators across the state of Iowa. So that really goes back to one of the key moments. But then honestly, in my current role, I have the opportunity in Ankeny right now to facilitate learning, sometimes even presenting to almost every employee group in our school district, principals, assistant principals, district administration, senior leadership, cabinet level leaders as well too. But honestly, I've done professional development with school secretaries you know, I just find that again, fascinating. And I love the opportunity to empower that learning of other people. And honestly, it goes back to my time and my opportunity to be a Leader in Me coach within Ankeny too, and the training and learning that I've had through Frank McCovey. I think it's truly built my presentation skills, but also my facilitation skills. And then lastly, I have a wonderful opportunity in Ankeny to work with our instructional coach team. A group of very high performing people that I have honestly, the last 4 years, learned so much from them, and they really have really instilled in me the importance, the true importance of coaching and being coach-like. So that is some of the learning that I know many of our school administrators already do well, but if I can help some school administrators work on coaching and working on their coaching acumen a little bit more, I'd love that opportunity.
Kind of connects to your wanting to be continuously curious.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how about sharing a recent book you've read or one maybe you're in the middle of right now or a podcast that you've listened to that has resonated with you and informed your work?
Yeah, honestly, the one that I'm in the middle of right now is No Ego by Cy Wakeman. And even though I wasn't able to attend her workshop last year at the conference, I honestly didn't get more than three chapters in where I was just making so many connections to work I've already been a part of and some of the things that I've led with school administrators within Ankeny. You know, this concept of workplace drama that Cy talks about in the book and trying to, you know, overcome ego-driven behavior, as she calls it, it truly is causing workplace dysfunction and honestly inefficiencies and lack of productivity and lack of really focusing on what we're truly about, and that is student achievement and helping our students grow. And I think the concept in the book talks about taking back personal responsibility and leading to resilient and successful work cultures. And I think that's fascinating too. And it connects to a lot of the work and the reading that I've done around the importance of psychological safety. It connects to the power of coaching and in particular coaching teams. And so in my mind, as I read No Ego, I'm already starting to think about the next thing, the next potential learning session that I could develop to bring all of that together to support school administrators. That's one area. The other one, I'd be remiss to say that this hasn't impacted me too the last couple of years. I'm not directly connected to some of our curriculum work like I used to be as a building principal, but listening to the podcast Sold the Story and How Teaching Kids to Read Went So Wrong, just truly amazing. And it talks about the science of reading. Well, the science of reading is not new. It's obviously very much in the news right now. And it just really reminded me of the complexity of teaching in itself, and in particular, how teaching children to read is incredibly complex. And the amount of cognitive energy and power it takes from a teacher to do this and to do this well really resonated with me. And our teachers are working so hard already, and our principals who are very involved in curriculum as well too, and increasing their understanding of the complexity of teaching reading. It just really reminded me of just how hard the role in education is to teacher, to school administrator as well. So just a great story. If people haven't listened to that whole podcast, it's truly, it's going to remind you of some things you probably already knew. And you were kind of be like, oh, I wonder when that went away or now that's coming back. But it's really exposing the true science behind reading, which I think is, again, another fascinating thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's right on top of everybody's mind right now, isn't it? There's a lot of conversation around the science of reading in the state.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So technology, how do you envision either using, leveraging technology and maybe even innovative teaching methods to enhance professional development for our administrators in the state?
Yeah, when I think about utilizing technology or what some call innovative teaching methods, really for me, when I think about, you know, the whole state of Iowa and school administrators from every area of the state, to me, it's about, can we provide equitable access to learning opportunities? Okay, whether you're coming to the SAI office for a learning session or whatever corner of the state you might be in, how do we ensure that we're providing equitable access for our school administrators who we all know are just extremely busy and sometimes it isn't always, they aren't always able to attend a half day, a full day, or, you know, honestly, even a multi-day opportunity. So that's part of it. I envision incorporating technologies such as some of the interactive online platforms where we can truly exchange real time. And whether it's a virtual classroom, whether it's using Zoom or Google Meet or one of those platforms. Obviously, we're all very aware of that now, but how do you really provide high quality professional learning opportunities in those settings as well too? I've had the opportunity to do that. And then the other one I would want to mention, and honestly, I'm trying to grow as fast as I can, just like everybody else. But when I think about some of the AI-driven tools, about how we can create engaging and interactive professional experiences that way too, that's a learning area for me. I am using AI at this time, probably a couple of days a week for different tasks, hopefully to make my life a little bit easier. But how do we, again, provide that opportunity so that our principals, our school administrators, whatever their role is, it can help them potentially be more efficient in their work. You know, a lot of the tools provide what I would call real-time collaboration, you know, allowing administrators to share insights, best practices, whether they're physically, again, at the SAI office, an in-person session somewhere around the state, or sitting in their own office within their own school district. I think we have to build upon the wonderful things that SAI has already started in that area, but how can we continue to expand that? And actually, I think that'll lead into probably a future question. The last thing I would just say is I've always kind of considered myself a little techie, right? But I also know that you have to stay on top of it. The emerging technologies and as I've already mentioned, AI, that is just expanding so fast that you have to be on the edge of that. And I also feel very comfortable presenting and engaging in low tech or no tech opportunities as well too, because I think there are different preferences by different school administrators as well too.
Yeah. I appreciate your comments there completely, Al. And, you know, when you think about AI and technology, it's just changing daily. And so, yeah, it's imperative that we continue to learn and grow in that space as well. And also know that tomorrow or next week, there's going to be another new tool. So it's really more about it's okay that we don't have all the answers as adults and that we continue to be exploring and learning right alongside our kids who probably may be even a little further ahead in some of that than we as adults, right?
Absolutely. And I have no doubt that we likely have multiple school administrators around the state that are very adept in their knowledge and use of AI already that honestly, I would want to empower them to be leaders for us.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So what do you think are some strategies that are most effective for fostering a culture of continuous learning and growth among school administrators?
Lisa, this probably won't surprise you. You know, I have some background with Franklin Covey as well, too. So I'm naturally going to go back to those four essential roles of leadership, inspiring trust, creating vision, executing strategy, and then my favorite, coach potential. I think it's critical for school administrators to develop their professional network, both within their district, but outside of their own districts where they can connect with role like peers, spend time modeling, engaging in problems of practice around those four essential roles. Again, a problem of practice around how do I inspire trust with my own leadership team in my district? How do I inspire trust with teacher leaders within my district? Or how do I work on coaching people up in their roles as well, too. And I think the key components for me, when I think the end in mind there is getting our school administrators to come together, but to be vulnerable, to work on building trust together among their colleagues and then staying curious and continuously reflecting. Those are my other four things that I would want to focus on. And I think all lead into culture of continuous learning and growth. Lastly, I would say school administrators, as we all know, incredibly busy. I was incredibly busy. I'm still incredibly busy today. But that concept of work-life balance, we know is a stretch, right? Particularly sometimes for school administrators. And I would connect what leader in me and Franklin Covey calls the four dimensions of the whole person. The concept that, you know, we have to take care of the mind, the body, the heart, and the spirit all at the same time. So when we need to set intentional time for engaging and learning as school administrators so that we're feeding that dimension of your mind, that renewal of learning, because when we work on renewal in each of those four areas, mind, heart, body, and spirit, that's that balance that we want people to achieve. When you lack time to stretch your mind, those other three dimensions are impacted negatively. I could share a lot more about that, obviously, future learning. But again, that's something that has resonated with me. When you think about, I think about Dana's presentations, Dr. Schoen's presentations on that leadership life fit as well, too. And I really think you have to have that. You have to be continuously learning. I've said this, it's kind of my mantra, that curiosity piece, and staying curious. It keeps you moving forward, keeps you refreshed, and that daily renewal is critical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some of the biggest challenges, Al, that you see facing our school administrators today? And then how can, whether it's you in your role or SAI, how can we support them or help them address those challenges that they're facing?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things come to my mind. One we already talked about, and that is just adapting to technological advances. Whether it's as a school administrator feeling like you're on top of it yourself, or helping a school principal navigate AI use by students in the education world that is there. I think another challenge is the increasingly diverse learning needs, both academic and behavioral, of our students. That's not a secret. If anything else, it's just become even highlighted more since the pandemic, it feels like. The area of social emotional learning, not only supporting our students, but our staff, but our school's administrators supporting themselves in that area. Again, that mind, heart, body, and spirit piece. Always keeping pace with educational research in a time when they rarely have time to do that. Potentially budget constraints, and then meeting and responding, I think, of our superintendents, particularly here, responding to and meeting diverse stakeholder expectations. It just challenged. The challenge here, I think, is in all of those things I just listed, is honestly, this goes back to that continuous learning piece, continually expanding your leadership skills. In the day in the life of a school administrator is great in that there's variety, right? But it's also challenging because there's so much variety in each day. The last thing that I want to highlight, and I might call this the biggest challenge, and I've just observed this the last few years, it's the quickly changing landscape of attracting, hiring, and retaining staff. And I think it's beyond teachers. It's really now almost every position in a school district. It really is. And so for some school administrators, that's a whole new area of expanding their leadership skills. Okay. How do they impact that attracting piece, the recruiting piece, a good onboarding experience into a district? And then how do they keep them when teachers do have more potential opportunity to move than ever before due to our real teacher shortage? One of the ways I see myself offering support in that is through my understanding of the importance of that employee experience from that initial recruitment phase all the way through maybe that employee someday departing on positive terms, right? They've had a great career and they leave in a positive way. It's really about that employee life cycle. I've had the great opportunity the last few years in my role in Ankeny to collaborate closely with our human resources department. We collaborate on mentoring, but we also collaborate on that pre-service opportunity for new teachers. But even that thinking through the onboarding process for whatever your employee role is. So I've significantly increased my understanding of the importance of that whole employee life cycle piece. And I think that is one of the new biggest challenges for our schools, no matter where you're at in the state, no matter where you're at in the country. When you go back to that original list, I think the challenges, potentially some of them are more role specific for school administrators, but some of them are across all school administrator roles, no matter what. And I really would focus on diversifying some of the learning opportunities, connecting and building upon the mastermind groups that you've already started. because I think that really is where we can diversify some of the learning opportunities, whether those are in person, whether they're virtual, however you want to go about that. But I think that's a great start that SAIs are already doing, and I would want to expand that as well too. And then think of other critical partners and connections that I know you guys already have, but that I have through my experiences as well too, that we could maybe bring into that learning.
Yeah, you've really just kind of connected to the next question as far as how can we, as a school leadership organization, right, meet the diverse needs and backgrounds of our administrators? Because as we know, leadership is leadership, but there's also different needs across our state. So you talked a little bit about masterminds. Any other thoughts or ideas there?
Obviously we have to recognize that we do have that diverse needs of the backgrounds of the administrators, and you guys have done a great job with that. But then obviously you have to create learning experiences that you access in a variety of modes. And I've already talked about that equitable access piece. I think it starts for me with my collaboration with Dr. Schoen and building upon the rich experiences that you've already offered through SAI. But then now, you know, the potential of either Dana and I collaborating together or collaborating almost concurrently to offer multiple options, more options, maybe within the same pathway, or do we build upon Dana's knowledge and experience and everybody within SAI and provide opportunities, and then I potentially provide new, completely different areas of learning and growth as well too. So there's a lot of different pathways that we could go there, and I'm excited to think about and brainstorm that with the whole team when I do arrive. I shared this, Lisa, in the interview. I think I'm a traditionalist in terms of the need for that human connection, that in-person learning. However, I've experienced some very powerful synchronous learning virtually as well too. I think there are some very specific techniques you have to have in your presentation and facilitation to make that go well and to make that impactful. But I believe I've already done some of those things, and anything simply from your pacing and how you change pacing of learning, whether it's virtual, and how you have to provide for both reflection time and opportunities for people to interact during those times too, just like you would if we were face to face. Another final consideration that I would say here too is, I think more than ever, it's truly critical to have high quality, when you have and trying to have high quality professional learning, that you do your homework, you truly try to understand your audience as much as possible before you go into it. So that as a facilitator, it maybe doesn't mean that I'm changing the topic in terms of the diversity of the topic, but I have to adjust and provide in the moment experiences relevant to the individuals in the room, so that they can all walk away thinking they had an opportunity to access the learning, regardless of the level of learning that they maybe came in with. But you have to know your audience. And so what are the right questions that I can maybe ask ahead of time? If I'm lucky enough to have a pre-consult with maybe some attendees or something like that, or if a district wants me to come in and host something, have that pre-consult meeting to get to know what I might be walking into as well too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Al, we're so excited when you talk about collaborating with the team and, you know, by adding another position, having you on board, we just see how we can expand our support to our districts across the state. So we're very excited about that. And being able to even, you know, look district specific versus, sharing, whether it's virtual or go in person elsewhere in the state. We're excited about having you as part of our team. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I am too. I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah. So lastly, what advice, Al, would you offer to aspiring educational leaders who are looking to make a positive impact in their communities?
That's a great question. You know, I've seen some recent articles lately, and I love the premise of the articles. And basically the premise is this: the dream of making a difference still exists in education. It does, regardless of some of the noise that's out there, regardless of some of the narrative that you might see on social media or the news. That concept of stepping into leadership because you want to make a greater difference, that opportunity does truly still exist. Make no mistake, the job, the role of a school administrator, it's hard work. You're going to be tested, probably repeatedly. However, again, one of my passions, if you continue to take care of yourself, if you create a culture where you make sure that everybody takes care of each other, and if you truly, as a school administrator, let others take care of you, you're going to be able to look back someday and be proud of the relationships you've built with students, staff, colleagues, families, and even the greater community that you serve. So we need our newest leaders, definitely. And I believe in that. That dream of making a difference still truly exists. And I want people to know that.
Yeah. Well, Al, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for taking time to be on our podcast and helping our listeners get to know you, get to know our new associate director for professional learning. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You can delve deeper into the topic of AI in an upcoming workshop facilitated by Amanda Biggerstaff, founder and CEO of AI for Education. Amanda led our learning back in November and returns on April 25th to engage us in hands-on experience with AI tools and their application in innovative and engaging planning and teaching methods. Participants will also dive into the ethical implications of generative AI and best practices for building AI guidance. Hope to see you there.